From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Jamal Cutler reports in Columbia Green Media about a rare sight. A private developer broke ground on building affordable housing in Hudson on November 3rd. The Galvin Foundation is building 63 new apartments and 4 commercial spaces at 76 North 7th Street. Of the 63 apartments, 20% will be set aside for moderate-income households, and the rest will be workforce housing with retail spaces on the first floor. Dan Kent, Galvin Vice President of Initiatives, said, and I quote, "We view the ground floor commercial as an extension of Warren Street, and we had so many great businesses on Warren Street, and this is creating a new commercial district. One thing special about the commercial spaces in our building is that we're going to have a priority for minority and women-owned businesses," end quote. The project is costing $25 million and may take 18 months to complete. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson said, and I quote, "We're happy to have brand new units of housing. This is incredible. Our city is dealing with a housing crisis right now. We've seen our football team get canceled for a second straight season because not enough families can afford to live here. We have over 200 open positions in our hospital. This is now somewhere our nurses, doctors, and teachers can afford to live," end quote. Governor Kathy Hochul and many other politicians have been talking about an affordable housing crisis throughout the state, but no local cities or towns have built any new affordable housing lately. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that an Orthodox Jewish property developer returned last week to his Hyde Park property in Dutchess County from a trip to war-torn Israel and found a swastika on the land where he wants to build homes. Sam Mermelstein, the developer of the enclave at Hyde Park on Cream Street, said, and I quote, "This is not something you want to see when you come back home. The swastika really scared me," end quote. Mermelstein believes he was targeted. He said, and I quote, "I dress like a Jew, I look like a Jew, and people know me," end quote. He said he often attends town meetings to get approval for his housing development. Currently, Israel is at war with the terrorist group Hamas, with both sides also killing many civilians. Hyde Park Police Chief Robert Benson said his department is investigating the incident, and anyone with information should call the Hyde Park Police Department at 845-299-9340. And you can read the full story at Mid-Hudson News. Molly Burke reports in the Times Union that Securus Technologies, a Texas-based company that provides telephone service to thousands of inmates in New York's prison system and several county jails, is being hit with multiple lawsuits alleging it violated inmates' privacy rights, including recording privileged calls with attorneys. Many courts have allowed prison officials to surveil inmate communications, but not with attorneys. The company's software records conversations inmates have on phones and then transcribes those discussions. 7 years ago in California, Securus Technologies agreed to a $900,000 settlement in a case about the company illegally recording prisoner calls. The Maine Monitor found in 2019 and 2020 that there were recordings of calls between at least 161 inmates and attorneys from 34 law firms at jails that contract with Securus Technologies. But a federal class action lawsuit filed in Maine against the company failed to show Securus Technologies intended to record those calls. The company has settled with payouts of the lawsuits. Elizabeth Daniel Vasquez, a counsel at Neighborhood Defender Services, said, and I quote, "Since 2014, they have been sued year after year in jurisdiction after jurisdiction for the same problem and the same practice, and they're not doing anything to effectively end the issue," end quote. The company released a statement saying, and I quote, "Securus Technology takes privacy and security extremely seriously, which is why we have worked diligently to protect the rights of our product users, including incarcerated individuals, correctional staff, and the public," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, COVID-19 updates, and election results. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.